overall, you know, just put, you know, two very good football players on our roster, especially in the running back room. So very excited about that. Two different style of guys, you know, Eddie Lacy being a bit more of a bigger back, more of a downhill type of runner, and Jonathan Franklin being more elusive, more of a make you miss type of guy. Both do it very well. Very excited to have both of them in our group.
Alex, were you surprised to get, you know, two guys added to your room, and then on top of it, where they ended up kind of falling to you at, the spots they were taking?
Yeah, kind of, you know, a little surprised that that Eddie fell down that far. And I thought he was, I personally thought he was the top back in the draft as a runner. So excited to get him where we got him. I am personally. Same with Franklin. You know, I thought he was one of the top guys coming out, and had a grade, and, you know, to get him where we got him to, I think was very, very positive for us.
What did you have on Lacy versus Ball?
Both different style runners. Eddie's obviously the bigger back, the more physical runner. I thought, Monty Ball is a tremendous back in his own right, and, you know, great vision inside zone type of runner, but different styles. Both very good.
What does it do for the offense overall if you're able to add a running game to your offense, something close to the equal of your passing game?
Well, that's what you shoot for, is the balance, obviously. The teams that I'm most familiar with that run this style of offense were the Kate Gunn, Jim Kelly days in Buffalo, where, you know, you led the league or in the top of the league in rushing and in passing, and that's, you know, that attribute to a lot of chances to win playoff games. So if we can get that balance and get the running game going and open up the passing game, which we hope it will, you know, it's obviously the a key to success.
What is this looking in particular for a big back like Lacy? As we talked about a little bit with comparing him to Monty, but were you looking for a big back in this draft?
Well, I think in general, as an organization, we like the bigger body styles, for your running backs. Not to say that the smaller guys aren't effective. DeJuan's not a big back, but, with his thickness and his effectiveness, he's a very good back as well. So, for the type of weather, you get here, the type of situations you get late in the season, the bigger backs, as much passing as you do, the bigger backs usually hold up better in protection. You know, so I think just the bigger body style is something that you look for, but it's not a lock that you're going to only bring in big backs. Well, it's going to obviously increase the competition in the room, which is always a great thing. You know, it'll be interesting. It'll sort itself out as we go through the OTAs and training camp. But, it made that room better, and not just by the two players we added, but by the competition that it'll create for the other guys that are in that room.
Can you guys name the pass protection as of right now, you
think? Yes, these are two of the better protectors that I evaluated in the draft this year. They're both Eddie's very physical. He's got a personality in his pass protection that's aggressive, that you like. And then Jonathan's very headsy, too. He was a three-down back for them in UCLA. He's done a lot of third-down protection. You see him work the field and with his eyes and do the things that we would ask him to do here. So, yes.
Are they a good complement to each other, where one is the first two downs back and the other one would be a third-down back kind of thing?
Well, it depends on how it shakes out, but I think they could both be capable of being three-down backs. And I think both of them could stay in on the third down. That'll sort itself out, I believe.
Alex, you've known Mike McCarthy forever. Is this something philosophically that you guys as coaches have talked about running the ball more and being more committed to the running game, even though you've got such a great quarterback?
Yeah, you always want to run well, obviously. And we haven't been satisfied, at least last year, watching the evaluation. We needed to get better in that area, whether it be scheme, technique, players adjust, adapt, whatever we do, we had to improve in the run game, and that was addressed.
With the rule changes with running backs, did you guys take that into account at all when you were looking at backs in the draft, or how did you?
Not particularly. You'd see a couple of clips on tape that you would maybe, mark those to look at later to see if this would be a rules violation. But neither one of these guys. Eddie may be a more physical style of runner down the field. He might have to, take that role to heart a little more. He's a little more physical punisher once he gets in the open field, whereas Jonathan's more of a elusive guy that can make you miss, but didn't take it into consideration. Very good. Someone's upper 50s and catches out of the backfield. Yep. Good hands.